It's time for a solid hour of business insights and strategies for success on Mind Your Business. And here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing, Yitzhak Saflis.
You're tuned to another edition of Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC in the New York, New Jersey metro area and worldwide at mybradio.com, mybradio.com. And of course on the 77 WABC app. Well, thank you, New York. Yes, we've been talking about this for many months, in fact, a few years already, and that is the fact that our program is in the top 10 in New York AM radio, according to the Nielsen ratings. I think April it was, we came in number 3, pretty cool, especially with all the activity going on in a New York Sunday night. There's a lot going on, and of course, it's a very big honor, and the thank you goes to you, the great listener of this show, because it's because you're listening that our ratings are so high, and we appreciate the confidence that you have in this program. As you know, this show covers such a wide range of categories and business professions and categories, including sales, social media, corporate culture, real estate, strategic planning, retail communications, financial planning, marketing, advertising, and so many other important business subjects that are covered on this program. And it's all for the benefit of you, the great listener of Mind Your Business right here on 77 WABC. Well, I must open with some thank yous. We give a special shout out to the great team here at Bottom Line Marketing Group who plays a critical support role for the show. Srili, Michal, Eliana, Miriam, Tova, Dina, thank you. And to the great folks at 77 WABC, James, Matt, Chris, Lexi, Justin, thank you. And a special shout out to the various channels that Mind Your Business is syndicated on and in: C-Suite Radio, C-Suite TV, the OG Podcast Network. We're on Spotify, Player.fm, iTunes. We have a robust YouTube channel. It's a virtual university. You can go, there's over 100 videos. Tonight's episode is going to be videoed as well. And the highlights that pertain to you and how you can grow your business and scale your career, that's what we cover and that's what we post on YouTube. We're also, we have a column, a syndicated column in the Jewish Home newspapers, and that we've already featured the interview I had with Ron Carr, leading sales expert, and Jay Baer, many others. Again, and by the way, the easiest way to access all the information is by going to our platform dedicated for this program, mybradio.com, mybradio.com. Special thank you to last week's celebrity guest, Curtis Sliwa, who we had on. Yeah, normally you don't hear him at 10 o'clock at night on a Sunday night, but I had the honor of sitting down with Curtis, and we had some great conversation. In case you missed it, you can go to the archives, mybradio.com. In fact, I'm just going to name drop some of the amazing guests we've had on this program. John Sculley, former CEO of Apple and Pepsi. Dawn Fay, district president at Robert Half. Dick Schulz, founder and chairman emeritus of Best Buy, and so many other amazing guests. Jason Robinson, director of marketing at UPS. We've had, the list goes on and on. We've had fantastic guests, and they're all archived and available in the format that you wish to listen to it. Visit mybradio.com, mybradio.com. Well, without further ado, tonight's guest, Shia Rubenstein. Shia Rubenstein is an old friend. Okay, great. He's an old friend. But why is he a guest here on Mind Your Business? Well, he is going to talk about the real estate industry as only he knows it. Why? He is the co-founder of the annual JCon Real Estate Summit. The annual JCon Real Estate Summit. The last one, he had over 750 people. That is a fantastic event. I'm going to let Shia do the talking, but just, you know, he is being very gracious. I'm already going to talk about our giveaway this evening. We are giving away 2 free tickets. Don't say you can't get anything for free. Here on this show, you do get certain things for free, besides all the educational content. 2 free tickets to the JCon Real Estate Summit can be yours. All you have to do is text over MYB to 64600. Again, text over MYB for Mind Your Business to 64600. 2 lucky listeners are going to win a ticket to the JCon Real Estate Summit, which is coming up on Tuesday, July 9th at the Diker Country Club, right at the foot of the Verrazano, basically, in the evening from 5 to 10 p.m., Shia, it's an honor to have you here on Mind Your Business.
Good evening, Yitzhak. Wow, thank you for the introduction, and what an honor to be here this evening.
Well, thank you. If it's okay, it's radio, and 77 WABC has all these stars. You're also a music celebrity. I know we got to talk real estate, but we're intrigued. Can you just tell us, how did that all come about? You were singing in the shower, how did it come about with that moment that, I could be a singer, and the largest audience you ever performed for?
That's so interesting. So I think all these compliments are actually going to my head. So
one second, we're going to stop the interview here. No, come on, don't walk away. Okay, now.
Right, no, but you're extremely gracious. And thank you, really, thank you for the opportunity to speak to such a large audience. It's really an honor.
Thank you.
To answer your question with regards to my singing career, so it started when I was a child singing in some choirs.
Okay.
But at the age of 17, I became a cantor and officially officiated in a city called Bradley Beach, New Jersey. So that's where it all started.
That's where it kicked off.
And I put out my first album, I think it was about 10 years ago.
Nice.
And I've had the opportunity to do a lot of interesting performances.
A lot. You've performed at many hundreds, that I know. Well, what would you say was the largest audience you've ever performed at?
The largest audience. That's interesting. When you're on stage and the lights are all shining.
I know, you don't count the
people. You don't even know who's on the radio. But I did do a couple of shows recently. I did one with Alex Clare, a superstar, an English.
Sure.
Yes, Alex Clare. He has a brilliant song, and I just did a concert with him in Brooklyn, and we did a double show, so we had about 3,000 people.
Nice.
I did one with Nissan Black a few months ago, so that was a double concert, about 3,000 people.
Here's a question. And you could, honestly, because many people in the audience, right, are small business owners, medium-sized business owners, and we always love to give them content that's relevant to them. When you're singing, to a certain degree, there are lessons that can apply in terms of public speaking. Are you nervous before you go up and before the crowd? What type of preparation do you do and that you would recommend for people when they have to speak and communicate in the public forum?
That's a very good question. I could remember the first time I got up in public and I sang at a wedding. There were about 400 people, and I remember shaking. I was so nervous. It was my first time. I was 16 years old singing in public, and I think, if I can give people advice, I think more than anything, it's really just a matter of you do it until you feel comfortable. There's always that saying, pretend everyone is sitting there in underwear and don't worry. But I think it's more than anything else. I think it's really just practice until it's perfect. And
practice.
Yeah, because I started, I was a teenager, I was nervous. And now, I can walk out in front of 5,000, 10,000 people sing at a stadium, and I don't have a problem. I sang in Congress. I sang for the current Israeli prime minister.
Got it.
I sang at some shows, yeah.
We're going to move along because we have a lot to discuss, and that has to do with the real estate industry. We cover real estate here. We've had Paul Massey on the show. We've had many industry stars over the over the years. You do this annual event, JCon Real Estate Summit. Again, the upcoming one is going to take place on Tuesday, July 9th at the Diker Country Club. To find out more information, attendjcon.com, attendjcon.com. Walk us back. It's your fourth event that you're doing in the real estate industry. Where did you get this epiphany? What was the aha moment that, this industry needs the event, and I'm just going to jump in and do it?
Very good question. So the JCon brand I co-founded was with the intention of helping small business. Many people go to college, we go to school, we go to vocational school. But if you want to be a lawyer, if you want to be a doctor, then there's a straight path. You go to school and you get a job. But if you want to understand about e-commerce, the real estate industry, entrepreneurship, elder care, healthcare, specific industries, it's just like we discussed about singing. You really have to practice until you're perfect. Right. You have to fake it until you make it.
Right.
You need someone to really give you that first shot and build you up until you become a professional. And I just felt that there were so many people in these industries that are coming in with the best of intentions. They really mean well, and it's a much more difficult path to make it than in other industries, like when you go to law school and you get a job. or if you go to medical school and you get a job.
Right.
So J-Con is a brand. It's a nonprofit brand that I co-founded, and the intention is to cover specific industries, and it's a combination of doing courses, online seminars, and more importantly, these large-scale events. So, for instance, this year we did J-Con e-commerce. We did J-Con real estate. We do J-Con elder care, J-Con healthcare. And in September, we're going to do J-Con for women-owned businesses.
Mm. Fascinating. So, okay, so regarding this particular one, I see that your highlight, your keynote is going to be Ralph Hertzka. How did you pull that off? He's a, you know, a major name, of course, to the entire real estate world. That's really the best way to put it. How did you get him, and what is he going to offer in terms of his keynote?
So I think the simple answer to that question is, like you mentioned before, this is our fourth annual real estate event. And because it was so successful in previous years and just gets better and better, it was actually Meridian that reached out to us and said, we heard the amazing feedback, the sellout crowd, and people just loved it. We want to be part of it next year. And because they are one of the leaders in the industry, specifically to mortgages and otherwise, I not only accepted, you know, their involvement, but they've actually come to be extremely involved, whether it's helping us with some of the mentors or speakers or focusing on topics of seminars, you know, which seminars should be addressed this year, whether it's, you know, we'll get into it.
So they have real input. They're having
right.
Real
so
input.
We asked them, you know, not only to co-sponsor, but to give us their input so we can make sure to have an extremely effective event. And Ralph Hertzka is their CEO. He's very well recognized in the industry, and it's a true honor to have him this year.
My guest this evening is Shia Rubenstein. He is the co-founder of the J-Con series of seminars, and tonight we're discussing the upcoming seminar, which is going to take place on Tuesday, July 9th, starting at 5:30. Well, when is it starting?
Registration is at 5. The first class is start at 5:30.
At 5:15, Diker Country Club here in Brooklyn. For more information, attendjcon.com. That's the website, attendjcon.com. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Ever wished as you're sitting alone in a corner at one of those networking events that you could connect better with other people? Ever beat yourself up because you didn't speak up again at that meeting? Or been sweating buckets terrified before a presentation because you aren't confident about your public speaking skills? We've all been there. The good news is, you can change. For over 100 years, millions of lives have been transformed because of our courses at Dale Carnegie. We develop people's confidence, leadership abilities, communication skills, public speaking skills, and human relations. Both our public courses and customized corporate workshops have proven results. We all have goals, but only a limited amount of time to reach those goals. Let Dale Carnegie help you get there. For further information, visit us online at dalecarnegie.com. That's dalecarnegie.com, where you can explore all the training courses and regional locations that are available to you. dalecarnegie.com.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Zaflis right here on 77 WABC. My guest this evening is Shia Rubenstein. He was gracious enough to offer 2 free tickets. Yeah, that's right. I mean, you could be a winner just by registering and going, but hey, listen, if you can get it for free, right, why not? I mean, so if you want to enter to get those 2 free, well, not for one person to get to. Again, we are going to select 2 separate listeners, okay? I just want to be clear here. 2 separate lucky listeners are going to win a ticket to the upcoming J-Con Real Estate Conference, which is coming up on Tuesday, July 9th at the Diker Country Club right here in Brooklyn. All you have to do is text over MYB for Mind Your Business. Very straightforward. 3 letters, MYB, to 64600. Again, that's the number, 64600. And 2 lucky listeners are going to win 1 ticket to the J-Con conference, again, coming up on Tuesday, July 9th. Shia, thank you so much for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Thank you, Yitzhak. What a pleasure to be here.
Thank you. Now, again, your conference is all about real estate. So let's open up. Let's talk about some of the industry trends that are going on in the real estate industry, and specifically in the tri-state area as it relates, as it relates to real estate. What are some trends in the industry?
Right. So the word real estate is actually a very big word, because what it means to building management doesn't mean to developers, investors, people that invest 1 to 4 family, rental income, condo sales. So real estate is a very big word. And that's why when we do this event that you mentioned, we try to compartmentalize as much as possible, whether it's on the seminars or on the mentors. So we try to cover different.
So this is a very important point. I'm sorry to interrupt. That at the conference, there really anyone who interacts and benefits and does business in the real estate world can benefit directly by coming to this. It's not just, okay, if I'm into lending, into hard money, whatever the case, on that specific. It's no. As you interact with the real estate industry, you have sections at your upcoming seminar to cover.
Exactly. So it's extremely compartmentalized, and you want to make sure that you have a strong core focus. So the people that are in focusing on opportunity zone, which is a new trend now, are not going to be boggled down with building management and rent roll hikes, because that is totally outside their domain, and gotcha. They don't want to waste their time. Although they may be interested in the networking portion, they don't want education that doesn't pertain to them.
Now, later on in the program, we will get to how you structure the event and the speed mentoring and all that. But right now, I want to keep focus on the industry trends from your vantage point.
Sure. So I do have the advantage that I am in the industry myself, although I have this JCon as a nonprofit, which is just to help small business. But I own a company called J Builders, which is a... We do retail construction, building homes, but we also do residential developments. Mm-hmm. I find that the opportunity zone, which means certain areas throughout New York City are designated as opportunity zones, whether they're bad neighborhoods or low income, and the city wants to give, opportunity for developers to come in and build up those communities that are otherwise not. So whether it's additional square footage that can be built or tax incentives, that's something that's very in demand right now, and I see it's a huge trend, and we will be covering it at the conference.
And can you discuss that a little bit more? Is it just neighborhoods, certain counties, boroughs? Like, can you give more information about that?
Right, so it's essentially throughout New York City.
Okay.
And the city has identified different areas, which it's all on paper already. Mm-hmm. It's not speculation. They identify different areas that they feel can have that enhancement of developers coming in and building up property for rentals, for sale. And if you conform to those regulations, then you get a bigger bang for your buck, whether it's on the back end of tax incentives and tax abatements, or whether it's on the front end by allowing you to build more than you would allow to be building as of right. Mm. So, for instance, if, let's say, the zoning in a specific area, you purchase a property that's 40 by 100, and that's 4,000 square feet.
Right.
And for that, you're allowed to build 8,000 square feet worth of, buildable square footage.
Right.
They may allow you to build 12,000.
Because of that special zone.
So the opportunity zone is really a new trend that came
Anything
out.
Anything else that's related to the real estate industry? That comes to mind.
So on the flip side, the tax abatements, the 421As, the J51, so that has been somewhat volatile and constantly changing. So that has been a little bit difficult for developers. The state has been, gracious in not cutting everything off. So they've worked around, other programs, whether it's the 80-20 or the 70-30, which means that if you give a portion of the rental residents a lower rate, then you can, you can get the tax abatement and rent the other 70 or the other 80%.
Right.
So there are different programs out there, but that's something that people are following a lot. Another issue that's coming up, and it's still not completely figured out, is the city and the state were trying to help tenants by stabilizing rents. And even when tenants move out, if you were to put a lot of money into that apartment, you can't necessarily charge more money for this updated apartment. So that's been a lot of back and forth, and we'll be covering that issue as well.
If I could move along to the whole area of banks lending. Now, going back 10 years ago in 2009, right, banks tightened up. There was no lending going on. You know, thank God in the last few years, it's, you know, they've been quite actually aggressive. And even, in fact, even those mailers that used to come for credit card offers, they've been coming back over the last few years, whereas in 9, 10, 11, 12, they didn't exist. What's your take on that whole area of banks lending?
So I do have somewhat of a unique perspective because I do sit on the advisory board of a bank. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting how the retail and the builder and developer view things is not always the same how the banks view it. So, you know, they look at it from a few different perspectives. So I would say you're correct. In 2008, 9, 10, when they heard the word development construction, they stayed away. They went towards rentals. Then after a while, they were concerned that the rentals in Brooklyn, whether they be in downtown Brooklyn, Park Slope, and otherwise, were just becoming too expensive. And they were concerned if another recession were to hit, will people really pay between $5,000 and $10,000 a month rent, even if they are subletting?
Right.
So the banks went to the Bronx because they felt the Bronx is still rentals and the numbers are, you know, $2,000 and not $5,000 and $10,000.
Mm-hmm.
The most recent trend I've seen, you know, again from the banks that I've been involved with, is that they did come back to lend on construction, partially because they went away from construction for a few years. They need their portfolio and their balance sheet to be somewhat even-handed. They can't show their investors or their shareholders that their entire balance sheet is full of multifamily or full of construction. They do have to be somewhat diversified. So they are coming back to construction.
In all five boroughs?
Yeah, so they're coming back. Again, you know, as long as the rent roll makes sense at a normal value, they're coming back there. And I see that I would say 1 to 4 family residential real estate developments.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the banks I just spoke to actually last week, they're trying to push small business loans for businesses.
Gotcha.
And a little bit into the commercial lending as well.
Maybe we can move to laws and regulations. I mean, you touched on it before about opportunity zones. Whether it's on the city level or the state level, there was definitely activity this past, you know, just recently in the state regarding laws and regulations as it applies to the real estate world.
So the biggest contentious issue at the moment is with regards to tenants and, you know, when they leave, if you can fix it and charge more and how much you can scale rents.
Mm-hmm.
New York City has come to be known as the most liberal, helping tenants as much as possible, which makes it somewhat difficult for landlords.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know other cities within New York State, if somebody doesn't pay their rent, you can actually have them out in 30 days. When it comes to New York City, you know, you can file paperwork. They can, you know, constantly file paperwork order to show cause and perhaps attorneys and otherwise, but it is not very difficult for someone not to pay rent and not to be out in 6 months or 9 months. Mm-hmm. They, you know, if you know a little bit about the system, you could push it, which again always gets factored in to purchasing and how many people are not going to be paying rent and how does that affect my refinance. So on one hand, it's really amazing, you know, the city does have a responsibility to tenants. But on the other hand, when they are sometimes too liberal, it can really affect the economy. So the value of the building, the refinancing, how much money can be earned. You know, it once you tighten the noose too much on the landlord, thinking they're those big landlords, you know, I've seen many buildings that don't even turn a profit for years.
Mm. My guest this evening is Shia Rubenstein, the co-founder at the JCon Real Estate Summit. Their upcoming one is going to take place on Tuesday, July 9th, 2019, at the Diker Country Club. That's right at the right near the Verrazano Bridge. It's from 5 to 10 p.m., so it can accommodate really anyone. You don't have to skip work to come to it, although it would be valuable, and we will discuss the importance of coming to networking events after the commercial break. But before we go to the break, I would like to let the listeners know that two lucky listeners are going to win a free ticket to the conference. All you have to do is text over MYB, three letters, MYB to 64600. Again, text over the letters MYB to 64600. Two lucky listeners are going to win a ticket to the upcoming JCon conference. And to find out more information about it, don't want to forget, attendjcon.com, attendjcon.com. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Every accounting firm has a history. The history of Saul Friedman & Company spans 45 years of commitment, dependability, and reliability for our clients. A client of Saul Friedman & Company is never alone in making critical business decisions. Behind each business move stands the full resources of an accounting firm with the financial know-how to inspire confidence and ensure success. Call 718-232-1111 now to find out how Saul Friedman & Company can help you grow your business. There's a reason our tagline is accounting with accountability. That is what we believe in, and that is the ethic we follow. For a free consultation, call 718-232-1111. That's 718-232-1111. Or visit our website at snfco.com. That's snfco.com.
Ever wished, as you're sitting alone in a corner at one of those networking events, that you could connect better with other people? Ever beat yourself up because you didn't speak up again at that meeting? Or been sweating buckets, terrified before a presentation because you aren't confident about your public speaking skills? We've all been there. The good news is, you can change. For over 100 years, millions of lives have been transformed because of our courses at Dale Carnegie. We develop people's confidence, leadership abilities, communication skills, public speaking skills, and human relations. Both our public courses and customized corporate workshops have proven results. We all have goals, but only a limited amount of time to reach those goals. Let Dale Carnegie help you get there. For further information, visit us online at dalecarnegie.com. That's dalecarnegie.com, where you can explore all the training courses and regional locations that are available to you. dalecarnegie.com.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Zaftlis right here on 77 WABC and around the world at mybradio.com. mybradio.com. My guest this evening is Shia Rubenstein, co-founder. He has many accolades. He does a lot of great work for so many people. In this particular instance, our show tonight is discussing his involvement with the JCon Real Estate Summit. You can find out more about them by visiting attendjcon.com, attendjcon as in Nancy.com. It's coming up this Tuesday, July 9th. Again, the second week in July, Tuesday, July 9th. It's going to be at the Diker Country Club from roughly 5 to 10 p.m. in the evening. And that actually is, you know, the opening question that I want to ask Shia now, and that is, I understand you did it later in the evening, you know, to accommodate people that that go to work. But a frequent question that comes up anytime we talk about conferences, and we've talked about many here on the show, the C-Suite Network has conferences, and we've talked about others. You know, people always wonder, like, you know, listen, if I'm by my desk, if I'm on the phone, I'm able to get business done. Why is it important to get out of my space and attend a summit, a network, a conference? Why is that so important?
I think I can answer that in one sentence. They always say it's not what you know, it's who you know. And it's all about who you know. So if you do networking, people do business with people. People don't do business with things. So people won't buy and sell from a bank. It's the people that they deal with at the bank that they like and they feel they can trust. You know, so I think it's really about the people. And I personally do a lot of networking. I've hosted networking events and gone to them. I've had some of my best stories from networking events, but there's nothing.
Are you going
to
share some of that?
I'd love to.
Okay, I'm not saying the highly confidential ones, but maybe share a story, for example, about the importance of going to an event and what happens, the magic that could take place afterwards, whereas if you weren't at the event, forget it. It wouldn't have happened.
Right. So I think an event like the one we're doing, so obviously education puts you in a position to understand. Mm-hmm. But I think the networking is brilliant. I remember I was once in lower Manhattan at a networking event. It must have been about 1,000 people. And they wanted it to be elegant, so it was dark, which I thought wasn't necessarily so effective. You couldn't, you know, they had also loud music, so it becomes more intimate, because when it's right. loud, you bend over right. to talk. So I personally didn't subscribe to that, because I felt like I had to yell my way through every conversation. But
and you got to save your voice. You're a singer too. Hello.
There you go. Okay. But I also remember that I wasn't so impressed originally at the event. I said, it's dark, it's loud. You know, it was the real estate industry as well. And as I'm about to walk out, it was raining outside. I take my umbrella and I accidentally hit somebody with my umbrella.
Ouch.
And then, you know, I apologize and, you know, use it as an opportunity to say, hi, my name is, you know, Shia. And he tells me my name is Adam. And, you know, I started just by saying something like, don't worry, it's not too late. I'm leaving, but, you know, there's still enough food inside. And we started making small right, conversation. Small food. And he asked me what I do. And I told him I was in the construction space. Mm-hmm. And fast forward about a week or two later, you know, we connected. He made a great referral. And I actually built a beautiful building. It was a renovation building in downtown Brooklyn that was for condos. And it all started. And I can't tell you how many times I have it where I'll go to a networking event, I'll feel like I wasted my time, and it's the last 15 minutes where you just make that right connection. And it's, you know, it's not like selling a candy bar where you need to make 1,000 connections and 1,000 follow-ups. You just need, you know, those few great clients, referrals, business. And, you know, think of it, a real estate broker doesn't have to sell $20 million deals a year to make a good living. Right. You know, you always need that one or two. But I think getting together with people in the industry, knowing what's happening, making those new connections, I think is invaluable.
Now, on this show, we always talk about takeaways because there's so many small business owners and executives that listen to the show. So the takeaway is not to go around poking people with an umbrella, right? That's I just want to get that clear. But the takeaway is the importance of going to networking events, meeting people. Like she said, it's not what you know, it's who you know. Now, of course, what you know is important, but it's who you know and the connections that happen. So let's focus now on the JCon conference. Again, it's coming up on Tuesday, July 9th at the Diker Country Club. To find out more information, visit attendjcon.com, attendjcon.com. So I understand there are seminars, there's networking, of course, there's speed mentoring, the buffet dinner, and there's the keynote by Ralph Hertzka. Talk about the speed mentoring. What is that? How many different categories? Can you explain that for the audience?
So if I have to be honest with you, I would tell you
that... You do have to be honest with me. There's roughly 38,000 listeners to the show. So please, yes. And I know you're an honest person, so...
Okay. You got me. So I'll be honest. Mm-hmm. But what I would have to say is that the highlight of the event and what draws most people is the speed mentoring. And most of us, you know, will... Most of us in these industries will occasionally go to an event and there'll be a seminar or there'll be networking, which is great. Mm-hmm. In our case, we will even have amazing food, which is always a winner.
Okay.
But the speed mentoring, so what I found it to be most effective. So what I did is I reached out to leaders in every specific part of the industry. Mm-hmm. And I asked them to make themselves available for about 2 hours. You know, they had the opportunity, they grew, they became successful, and now it's time to give back to the small business, the younger guy. And when you approach them from that, you know, from that perspective, you know, they're more than happy to do it. And I do have to tell you that last year I distinctively remember asking each one of them to give an hour and a half of their time, and I couldn't kick them out after 2.5 hours.
You mean people were just crowding around and they just couldn't have enough of them?
Yeah. The mentors felt so good about it, and they loved giving the information, loved engaging with other professionals, and they just stayed much longer than I anticipated. So
how many different topics, let's go through them, that you're going to be offering at this conference through the speed mentoring?
Okay, so the speed mentoring will have 12 speed mentors. And they will each have a table during the networking session. And you don't have to set up any appointments. You walk over to their table. And if they're available, you just engage them. If someone is talking to them, you just put your name on a sheet and come back 5 or 10 minutes later. And we cover all the major topics in the real estate industry, whether it's hard money or mortgages mm-hmm. or investments or return on investments or building management. So there are many categories within or accounting professionals that deal with accounting
real
or
estate.
Tax abatement, real estate, and so each one is a leader in their industry. You know, I remember last year we had a real estate developer; he was doing close to $1 billion in real estate development.
Wow.
We had someone that was doing construction, about $500 million a year in construction. The mortgage guy was doing about $3 billion in loans. The real estate management had about $5 billion under portfolio. So these are serious people that are successful in what they do, and they're here just for you. They're willing to just sit there and take your questions. You can pitch them, you can ask them, you can question them, and there's no red tape. You just walk over, have that conversation. And I love it. And
I mean, the access is unreal. I think it's one word here is access. You can't get through to these people normally. Just
exactly. And that's why I feel that it's so attractive, because sometimes you just want 10 minutes to pitch them or to ask them a question or to offer them an opportunity. And like I mentioned when we started the show that, you know, you can go to law school and you can go to medical school. But when it comes to the school of the real world, you know, I think that it's you need access to people who can really feed you as much information and give you as much access as possible.
My guest is Shia Rubenstein. We're talking about the upcoming JCon Real Estate Summit. It's happening on Tuesday, July 9th at the Diker Country Club from 5 to 10 in the evening. To find out more information, visit attendjcon.com. Attendjcon.com. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Ever wished, as you're sitting alone in a corner at one of those networking events, that you could connect better with other people? Ever beat yourself up because you didn't speak up again at that meeting? Or been sweating buckets, terrified before a presentation because you aren't confident about your public speaking skills? We've all been there. The good news is, you can change. For over 100 years, millions of lives have been transformed because of our courses at Dale Carnegie. We develop people's confidence, leadership abilities, communication skills, public speaking skills, and human relations. Both our public courses and customized corporate workshops have proven results. We all have goals, but only a limited amount of time to reach those goals. Let Dale Carnegie help you get there. For further information, visit us online at dalecarnegie.com. That's dalecarnegie.com. where you can explore all the training courses and regional locations that are available to you. DaleCarnegie.com.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saftless right here on 77 WABC. My guest this evening is Shia Rubenstein. He is the co-founder of the annual JCon Real Estate Summit. Shia, thank you for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Pleasure to be back.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, during the commercial break, Shia shared with me something that he runs the event. He can do what he wants. He said, you know what? So many people, they don't just come themselves. They come with a business partner. And therefore, he said, you know what? I know we're giving away 2 free tickets. Make it 2 per winner. That means there's going to be winner A who gets 2 tickets, and winner B who gets 2 tickets. So first of all, thank you, Shia. That's very gracious. And this good news is for those who waited out. So you're listening to this part of the show, you're the first to know about it. So basically, there are 4 free tickets. By the way, these tickets are expensive. They cost almost $100 a piece. Again, to find out more information, you can visit attendjcon.com. That's the site that has all the information. And even though we're going to discuss with Shia, he's going to share some other tidbits about it. But to see up-to-the-minute information about this event, which is taking place on Tuesday, July 9th at the Diker Country Club right near the Verrazano Bridge, visit attendjcon.com, attendjcon.com. And again, back to the winners. 2 lucky listeners are going to win 2 tickets each. So that's 4 tickets. He's giving away around $400, folks. Don't say you don't get anything for free here. All right. All you have to do is text over MYB to 64600. Again, text over MYB to 64600. 2 lucky listeners are going to win 2 tickets each, a total of 4 tickets, to the upcoming JCon conference. So, Shia, let me open up as follows, and if it's okay, I'm going to put you on the spot here. At the end of the day, you're doing this major event. Hundreds of people come. Over 700 people came last time. At the end of the day, we call it tachlis, all right? We'll say the word straight. How have people benefited? Can you give me some real examples, some real stories about how people benefited by coming to such an event?
So that's a good question. I think the answer is I do have some good stories, but many of the times we won't know. It's like setting up a dating event. You put people in a room together and you hope that they'll like each other and that they'll, you know, go out from there to a date. So the fact that people keep on coming and the event does grow every year by 25% to 50%, that definitely says that the people had a good time.
Right.
But in
and benefited.
Right. And the real estate business, have a good time, means that you felt that you benefited out of it.
Right.
But I do distinctively remember last year a fellow came to me that he was actually in contract on a property that had about 47,000 buildable square foot, and he wasn't able to close, whether it's the bank not wanting to give him a loan or the construction portion. And, you know, he was going to lose the deposit. So he asked me prior to the event if I felt coming to this event would be something for him. And he came. I did introduce him to one or two developers.
Mm-hmm.
And I did speak with him recently. And he was able to bring in two partners and secure the mortgage. And, you know, the total deal is about $21 million. So it was pretty significant.
It's a big deal.
Yeah, it's a big deal,
it's
as you say. it's definitely, you know, meeting the people, meeting the right people, and being that it's diverse, it definitely, you know, it really helps people. You know, so I remember there were a few people last year that I had spoken at a course, a real estate course,
mm-hmm.
and some people came over to me saying, I'm in the industry, or I'm dabbling in the industry, or I'm starting out. You know, would it make sense for me to come to the event? And of course, I encouraged them. And it was really life turning for a lot of them, because they come out of, you know, the education, but they need that real Harvard education of the real world.
Right. Real
and,
West
you
Point.
Know, and meeting people, you know, makes all that difference. I remember there was a fellow who opened a bathroom company, you know, that they put bathrooms on construction sites.
Right.
Something as simple as that, you know.
Right.
Came to the event, made some introductions, and you know the real estate developers or the investors, they all need it. It's mandatory to have it. Picks up five leads, you know, and if as long as you're good at your marketing, you ask each one of them to give you another five leads. And I remember following up with him in December, which is about 6 months after, and he had placed some 40 bathrooms on different job sites. So.
Wow.
I think it's all a matter of, you know, engaging people. Now, sometimes you may go and not have that immediate reaction.
Of course.
But you have to plant seeds. You know, I go to many events that I'm not sure how it's going to turn out. But I do confidently say the fact that people keep on coming back and it grows. And I think you would appreciate this more than other people from a marketing perspective. It's not only about going. Make yourself visible. Speak to people. Engage.
Right.
Don't expect that just because you're in the building it happens. If you don't walk over to anyone and just expect people to come to you, you know, then
you got to make things happen. The atmosphere is all there to be successful, but you have to make it happen.
Right.
Of course. Now, Shia, perhaps for the benefit of the listeners, you could walk us through the evening. We know it's called officially for 5 o'clock. What happens? My understanding is, right, we discussed it, that there are seminars, there's networking, speed mentoring, there's buffet dinner. Walk us through the evening in terms of the time frame for the evening.
Sure. So the JCon brand offers, like we mentioned before, many different seminars. Some are an entire day, some are evening. So it really mm-hmm. caters to the specific industry. I felt that in the real estate industry, you know, we hustle throughout the day and we want to, you know, have that evening
right.
networking dinner time.
Right, because so, it's going to be hard to get people away during the day.
Right. So we have this event scheduled from 5 to 10 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And registration is at 5 o'clock. Remember, it's also taking place in July on a beautiful golf course.
Nice.
So just, you know, for miles, all you see is gorgeous golf course.
Right.
So it definitely, the ambiance definitely puts you in the right mood. We do have part of it taking place outdoors, but we do have a contingency plan with a tent in case
just
it rains.
Okay.
So the event is from 5 to 10 p.m. Registration is at 5 o'clock. And seminars, there are multiple seminars covering different topics.
And please, explain them for the audience.
Sure. So the seminars will go on from about 5:15 until 6:20, mm-hmm. covering topics such as your return on real estate investment, how to build your portfolio, the do's and don'ts in the real estate management business for people that operate apartment buildings, the nuances and the updates in the financing world when you're looking for finance, for refinance. We touched on it before, but, you know, what banks are willing to lend, which should drive you to know what to purchase.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if they're not doing construction, maybe the focus is 1-4 family. If they're not doing certain neighborhoods, maybe you want to focus on others. So, you know, knowledge is key. So there's going to be a seminar covering that.
And this is open for everyone who's registered, right? It's not like there's a separate fee to go to these sessions?
Yep. Once you register, you're entitled to everything. As we also discussed, there'll be seminars on, you know, the tax abatements, opportunity zone.
So they're going to be sharing real secrets at this event.
Right. So it's a matter of, you know, discussing trends, secrets, what's going on, what the forecast looks like.
Mm-hmm.
And these are for people who are in the trenches. These are only professionals that are giving seminars. These are not professors at school. And it should prove to be an amazing
And then what happens education. At 6:20, 6:30?
Right. Now, we are also recording all the seminars because they're all concurrent seminars.
Okay.
You may want to go to 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 at the same time and not have the opportunity.
Possible, right.
So rest assured that they are all being recorded. And approximately a week after the event, we do send you a link so you can watch them all if you choose to do so.
Nice.
At 6:15 until 7:15, we have our keynote speaker. And this year, it's going to be Ralph Hertzka, the CEO of Meridian. They do about $5 billion a year in commercial real estate on the mortgage side. They have other interests also, you know, within the finance structure. But they are, you know, one of the leaders of the real estate industry. And their CEO, Ralph Hertzka, has agreed to do our keynote. So we're extremely excited about, you know, having him join us. That's definitely
a highlight,
real treat.
Sure.
Following the keynote, which will end at about 7:15-ish, everyone leaves the main keynote room and they go onto the beautiful outdoor deck.
Mm-hmm.
The deck is about a 16,000 square foot deck, so it's pretty nice and large. And that's where really all the fun happens. We have the networking,
mm-hmm.
and simultaneously we have, you know, the buffet dinner, and we have, you know, the smoothie bar and the wine bar and the regular bar and the sushi station. So there's a lot of focus on good food. And then we have this year 15 individual tables situated throughout the event that will have mentors. So there, you know, there's going to be a floor plan, so you'll be able to identify which mentors or which industry or which category you would like to speak to. And all you have to do is just walk over to the table. If the fellow is speaking to someone else, you sign in your name.
Oh, you know, I'm sorry to interrupt. The JCon is known for having a very unique format because I'm sure there's going to be some people at those tables, some mentors that you know, there's going to be a crowd around them. There's going to be 10, 20 people who want to speak to them. So they walk by, someone's already there. What's the format? You seem to have nailed a great format for that.
Right, and you should know a lot of thought went into it because first I was thinking have people register beforehand, have them register online with appointments, but then it becomes difficult because there's a lot of moving parts and it's live, and you may have a time, but then you got caught up speaking to someone else. We figured that the simplest was have 15 tables.
Okay.
And do it at the same time where you have networking and food.
Okay.
So it doesn't become too saturated.
Right.
And people essentially, and it's proven to, you know, to work last year where people came over and these are not crowding around. These are one-on-one. So you come over, either you see he's available or she's available and you speak to them.
And if they're not?
If not, then there's a sign-in sheet and you just, you know,
write your
name down.
A sign-in sheet at that table.
At that table.
Okay.
And then you just, you know, you write your name down and you come back 10 minutes later and those 10 minutes are not wasted because you're either
eating.
Networking or eating, exactly.
I mean, let's say it like it is, you know?
Yeah, and And I find that people like the one-on-one. It's easy access because it's all within the same area of the networking, the mentoring, and the food. And, yeah.
Wow, what a wrap. What a wrap. Now, we still want to get to some more details about the conference, but I want to share with the listeners what she had mentioned to me in the last commercial break, that two lucky listeners are going to win each a pair of tickets. Okay, that's around roughly $200 value per winner. Wow. Thank you, Shia. All you have to do to enter this giveaway is send in the three letters. There you go. MYB. Yeah, obviously for Mind Your Business. M for mind, Y for your, B for business. It's that simple, folks. MYB. Text it over to 64600. Again, text over MYB to 64600. Two lucky listeners are going to win a pair of tickets to the upcoming JCon Real Estate Summit, which is taking place on Tuesday, July 9th at the Diker Country Club in Brooklyn, right near the Verrazano Bridge. By the way, to find out more information about the conference, the list of speakers, the list of presentations, all you have to do is visit attendjcon.com, attendjcon.com. So, Shia, coming back to the speed mentoring, because that's still such a fascinating discussion. And, of course, the key here is the ability that people could walk up to these experts, to these industry leaders that it's not so easy to get access to. I mean, let's face it. But you're giving, access to these people on a one-on-one basis. That's, like, very, very impressive. And, of course, that facilitates so much business because they're able to get through to these people that normally can't get through to.
Correct. And I think that's what really draws the majority of the people. I find that when we did promotion in the previous years, you'll write that there's a networking, you'll write real estate, you'll write food, people like it. But once you put all the faces on that last, week or two, and you just let the cat out of the box and you give the full lineup, I find that it goes from 0 to 100 because you're right. I remember last year that one of the real estate developers, besides for the fact that he came over to me after his mentorship, slot and told me how much he loved it. But, he told me how, certain individuals pitched him to sell him product for his development. And instead of pushing them away, he actually, because he came with the mindset of helping the next generation and helping the small business, he actually thought to himself, you know what, let me give my next development air condition to a small guy. Mm. Because $1 million job for that small guy will make all the difference in a world.
Right.
While the $1 million air conditioned job for a well-known $100 million company is just another invoice. So I thought that was amazing. I think that overall, I remember that it was, the hard money lenders, the building management, they give information. So some people will take that opportunity to feed off information, and some people will take the opportunity to pitch them ideas or sales. But in either case, they're coming with the willingness to hear, open, teach. I can't talk enough about it.
Now, Shia, we're approaching the close, and I am going to ask for a final thought to share with the listener of Mind Your Business. But before we do, I want to remind the listeners that the giveaway this week is two sets of tickets to the JCon Real Estate Summit, which is going to take place on Tuesday, July 9th at the Diker Country Club. All you have to do is text over MYB to 64600. Again, text over MYB to 64600. Two lucky listeners are going to win a pair of tickets to this fantastic real estate summit. And, of course, to find out more information about it, visit jcon.com. Attendjcon.com. Attendjcon.com. Well, Shia, in the final minute or so that we have on the show, what takeaway can you share with the listeners of Mind Your Business?
So I would definitely reiterate, that in every industry you can go to school and you can learn, but when it comes to business, you can only receive the Harvard education of the real world by being engaged.
The school of hard knocks.
Yep. Whether it's being engaged in working for a company, many people come to me when they start working and they tell me that I don't have an education in this industry. I always tell them that you have to choose the best company within the industry, work for them for free as an intern or whatever they're willing to pay, because don't look at it as I need to make money and this is the job and this is the salary. Look at this as the Harvard of the free world. And if you want to be in Wall Street, find the best company, work there for free, do the soda, make the coffees, but work your way up and understand. Once you understand how the game works and the industry, and you get to meet people and you know the players, that is going to be your Harvard education. So I say the same over here. You go into the real estate business, there is no playbook, but meeting the people, networking with them, speaking to one of the most set of successful people in their respective line, you know, within the industry, that's really what is going to get you the real Harvard education.
That was Shia Rubenstein. Thank you so much for joining me here on Mind Your Business. Again, to find out more information about JCon, the upcoming summit, real estate summit, which is going to be on Tuesday, July 9th at the Diker Country Club, attendjcon.com, attendjcon.com. Well, that wraps up another great edition. Tune in again next Sunday night for another great edition of Mind Your Business right here on 77 WABC.
77 WABC Radio presents Mind Your Business, hosted by founder and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis. Mind Your Business focuses on business and marketing strategies for success. Tune in every Sunday night for this intriguing weekly radio show that's chock full of business insights and marketing strategies that will help you get ahead of the game. Host Yitzhak Saflis has been producing pioneering and creative marketing work for over two decades. He leads a team of marketing experts who help their clients build their brands and grow their businesses. Now, he and his guests offer their business and marketing expertise to you every Sunday night on Mind Your Business.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.